Yeah, that's interesting.
Thibault, what we find from Ion is pretty original. I don't think, I've listened over 6,000 hours, and I've studied everything, heard everything. I think that there's been so many original ideas come forth from Ion over the last 3 and 4 years that it's probably the most original source of new ideas and scenarios. On all the cliche topics and strange topics, nothing can equal Ion so far in our recorded situation. Including making new products, not just ideas. Now, you heard about the search for the cold fusion battery. We have one. Actually have one. And I would not be saying we have one for some hoax reason. Where's that going to get me? I know we have one, so I'm saying it. Not expecting to be believed. But the solving of the energy crisis has been done. Now, how do we implement it? You don't implement it in the United States. The government will immediately declare national security and take your device away. So the United States will be the last to get it.
Yeah, Bob, that's what I've been thinking about, how you implement cold fusion, because when you bring about cold fusion, it's going to, in the social realm, it's going to retrieve friction. Like the Mad Max scenario is what we typically think is that's caused by too little energy source. But in reality, a limited energy source is what would create the Mad Max scenario, because it would just throw everything off. So how do you implement it? You got to come up with new social structures.
If you introduce it in some country in the other parts of the world, the Pentagon will nuke that country, attack it, based on the idea, hey, you've got this incredible energy device. How do we know you're not going to make a bomb? So you can't release it in another country either, not just the United States. Now, this is what we've been working on for 2 years, and we've solved it. Not going to tell you how we did it, but that's what our institute has come up with, which is pretty phenomenal. What I'm saying is variations on conspiracy memes you've heard a lot, Bo. You've researched this. But I'm adding an extra little wrinkle to it that you haven't heard before.
Did we lose Bo?
Maybe his phone ran out.
he quit us, Bob. He's like,
that's the funniest joke. That's the funniest line he created.
Right. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
No. Who knows? It doesn't matter which way he did it. He might have wanted to get out, but he can always claim that the phone died. And we'll never know if that's true or not. So there's no information to know really what happened here. And it's not a problem.
Yeah, well. Oh, well, you know what? We're at 2 hours anyway, and I'm almost at 8 o'clock. What I'm saying, Bob, is I'm almost, my shift in the Bob Fest is at an end, so it's about time for me to I'm de-reporting for duty. I'm going to take some R&R. What's the military slang? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did my guard duty for tonight.
Yeah, you. What is it? You did your watch.
Yeah, I did my watch. Somebody must come in and relieve me.
And they will. So here's your assignment is to return at some point over the next 3 or 4 days.
Okay, I can do that. That I can do.
All right. Well, thanks. Number 29 was a good show. Very interesting. New, different scenario here, and I'm glad I got to play what I played.
Yeah, it was a good show. Well, we'd like to thank Bo Mikadelic for being a part of it. It was an awesome guest. We don't know why he is no longer with us. We hope he's alive. We hope he's still.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, there you are, Bo.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's back from the dead.
Oh,
my God.
I was listening the whole time.
Were you on mute and didn't know it?
You bastards. No. No.
You tried to find out who we were working for.
I accidentally hit the button and it knocked me off. And I was like, oh, shit, well, how do I get back on? So I listened to the rest of the show, but... Yes, it was good. I look forward to being on this again. I want to do it again, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
All right, yes. I'd be interested in what you learn, what how, you know, what you take in, what new jokes and that you get from this thing, and we will. Anytime you want to ask me something, email me. I'll send you some, you know, eye on this or that or something. You're now a member of this situation. Welcome aboard. And everybody who becomes a member is able to. You could show up every show if you wanted to.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that, anyway.
Bob.
Yeah, Bo. Love having you on, dude. So if you got any questions or you want Bob's email address, just hit me up. I'll give it to you. And but our show is over. Do you want to say anything in finale, Bo? Because my shift on the Bob Fest is at an end. So if you want to stay and talk to Bob, you can. But what I'm saying is the Bob Show is getting ready to be officially ending, and because I am going to go take a break.
I see. No, actually, I got to get ready. I got to head out for a show tonight. I have a 10 o'clock show.
So, in Atlanta? In Atlanta?
Well, in Latonia, but Atlanta area, yeah.
Right. Well, have a great show, and thanks for putting up with me.
No, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the hospitality, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon. And thanks again. Love, Job. Is that what you're going by today?
You can call me whatever, really.
All right. Thank you, Love, Job, for having me on, and I appreciate it, man. We'll talk real soon.
Okay.
Bye, man.
I'll talk to you later, Bo, and I'll talk to you later later in the few days. Love, Job, okay?
Yeah, I'll call in.
Okay.
Good luck with everything. Break away.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Later.
Sure. Bye.
Hey, Bob.
Bill, we got the next person.
Okay, here's the deal on Vinny Eastwood. I finally tracked him down. He's in the middle of nowhere in New Zealand somewhere. I'm going to get him on a landline. But somebody forgot to tell him that he was on. He had absolutely no clue that he was going to be on.
What is Matthew doing?
I have no idea. He's got his own radio show and big-time website and all that stuff. But at any rate, he said he'd love to come on, but he can only do about 30 minutes. So you want me to get him online and do that?
Yeah, do we do it now or give me a 10-minute break? What do you say?
Yeah, it'll take me 5 minutes to get him called back and do all that.
Right. I think I'll check the emails, maybe read some, and get some of the acknowledge the audience here a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and start dialing him up, and he'll be on in 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Bob is unwinding his phone, taking the kinks out of the lines here. He's been walking around in circles for hours and hours and hours, winding himself into a knot of suspension.
Left web control panel, 14, unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Unmute, Bob.
I've unmuted everybody. Any commentary? We've got 14 or 10 people here.
Just a big hello. I missed a lot of it, but it sounded good the last 10 minutes.
Who's this?
Wendy. It's Wendy.
Oh, boy,
I had
a bit
to leave
different.
And go grocery shopping, but I'm back.
Okay. We have some people bouncing in. No, leaving. 14, now 13. So we've got Michael or Sarah. We've got Wendy. We got 210, Alexandre. Don't know who that is. And we got Ginny or Greg. And then we have Denny. So we're going to need some new, fresh input. And I guess Andrew, this guy, what's his name? Andrew.
Vinny. Yeah, Vinny Eastwood.
Bob, have you read his bio to know who you're talking to?
I scanned the other day. I got enough.
Okay.
He has a show on American Freedom Radio.
Yes.
So read the messages. Have you got any messages?
Okay, well, go look at my personal email. We have Eben. Eben says, hey, Bob, here's that photo taken at James Portal Hotel during your visit. Don't really remember taking this. So she has a picture of Well, there's no content. Guess it didn't come out. Then she says, be back. Congrats, Bob. Congrats, Bob. Such fun. Seems that we won't cover JFK because of schedule. Maybe late at night again. Right. We'll tell Eben to come in. North Pole. Fast loan. No real messages over here. I better go check the how I on it.
Nothing on the Achieve board?
Just a second, I'm heading over there. Okay. Maybe if Vinny comes in, he can hear some of these messages. So, we have...
Bob, according to my time clock here, this is Greg, have been on the radio for, you've been talking for 24 hours. You've been on the radio for 23 hours.
Right. We came in at 3 when we were supposed to, but line was broken, so we just talked among ourselves. So you're right. So I've done 24. Wouldn't it be 24 hours?
Well, as I said, you've been speaking for 24, but the recording is now, I think, at 23 hours.
Right.
So that's...
Well, thank you for those facts. So you're still hanging out and listening?
Oh, sure. We've haven't shut off since 9:45 this morning.
Wow. Okay, well, here's some messages. Sarah in Gummoland, not Sarah Courtney, has left several messages. They say... The Voynich manuscript, she gives the link to that. She says, set your heart in motion, heart fire, lockdown rule. So she's responding to the new dogma from Hillary. Set your heart in motion, heart fire, lockdown rule. Then she says, dangling ganglia, ? Yay, Hillary. This is a great interview. So she likes Hillary. Robert says, can we get the Codex name again, please, Hillary? What did you experience in London with your team? What was that codex? That's based on an author, not the codex that we talk about, is it? And Mike says, Bob, you started talk about tactility as heart connection. Can you complete that? Yes, we could. Not right this minute, but we could complete that. Garan says, now it gets interesting. Great discussion, Bob and Hillary.
It's a great interview, so she likes Hillary.
Robert, we're hearing an echo.
Get the codex name again, please.
I think that's someone listening to a recording. They're a bit behind.
Yes.
So where's that coming from? Probably this one. Down here. You, Greg.
No, not me.
Okay, here's one. Gail. Yeah, see? Gail, 970. Here you go. You can speak, Gail. Back to Sarah says, Thompson, another link to Rapunzel by Thompson. Leon says, Bob, I love this interview. It's so fun. So people like the Hillary thing, or at least these people did. Then he says, veep, 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 referring to the TV show. Vote for Selena Meyer for women's rights to be a woman's woman, not a men's woman. So he's commenting on Hillary. Vote for Selena Meyer for women's rights to be a woman's woman and not a man's woman. Robert in Tottenham says, the secret is hard. Getting off the wheel is easy. The people stuck in this train of thought are excelling because of it in certain circles. Too many ups and downs. The drops in friendly advice interrupt this pattern. Psychology is a complete waste of time that everyone has to experience. Ben in Tallahassee says, Bob, don't fall asleep now. Was he detecting that I was low-key? And then Ben says, sugary walls, that's a new one. Remember that. We were describing Hillary's inners. Leon says, breakthrough, Bob. How do you do it? What a roller coaster. LOL. Ha, ha, ha. So, doing well, Carolyn. Robert says, question for Michael. How do you disconnect for so long? What's the secret? Bert says, Bob, I will catch you tomorrow. I am listening to your 1999 August 17 UFO conference and or meme at the UFO con. I've been foaming at the mouth to watch this for 6 months. And he says, I'm only 19 minutes into part one. It's over the fucking top. If those who participated in the 1999 lecture, they have missed the new planet. Catch you tomorrow, Bert. So he likes the lecture. Goran says, I knew the ion will surprise us. The ion will surprise us. Goran, he had it figured out. This is good. We're getting reviews. Sky Goddess Sue says, yay, quoting Ginny, ion. Yay, ion, says Sky Goddess Sue. Trevor Manchester says, I'm here, brother Ion. I'm here, bro. Well, that's Trevor. He's the guy who got real racist in Dupes. Remember him? Trevor Paul. He accused me of being a racist. He accused himself of being a racist. He was proud of being a racist. Remember, you guys remember that interlude?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you missed those posts. Leon says, hi, JW or Ion. Can't tell. Metallo says in Tacoma, Ion, did you cause the Ethernet mix-up with the network card? Good question. We have to ask him that. I didn't notice these things. I was too involved in monitoring. Carolyn's monitoring of everybody. Sue in Montreal says, cool, Ion is back. And now I know why Carolyn did not answer my email of 2 weeks ago, in which I asked, where did Ion go? Is he AWOL? And when is he coming back? Cool. So when will it be the right timing for me to get a reading? Leon says, brilliant answer, Ion. Sean says, same Ion, new timbre. Sounds cooler and deeper. Transform somewhat. Nice. Then Leon... Ian says, woohoo, the girl's got a taste of Ion. Virginia of Cincinnati goes, wow, Ion's surprise visit was delightful. What an incredible weekend. Then Druidtree, our new friend in Sweden who gave us several songs I played at the beginning of the show yesterday, Ira, her name is, says, can you hear me speak? Can you hear me if I speak? Sitting on Skype. No, we missed that. Call in again and we'll try to do it. Let Bill know. Will in Oakland. So, I was listening to Ion. I get up to call and talk with him for the first time and he fucking leaves. That's right. Don't sit around being passive. Got to jump in as soon as he shows up. Carolyn, will you send me your symbols too? No. We'll not be sending the fucking symbols to anybody. We're sending him to a little 60-year-old who probably could use them better than anybody, and that's all. Symbols are top secret. We were not to show them to anybody, Carolyn.
More of that Mexican tile.
I don't think we're going to get any more of that because it's already part of our hot deal item, so it's going to be a different.
Right. She's talking to somebody. Sean in the UK says perhaps it's the fully integrated ion. As Bob... You mentioned earlier you had cast off the various Bob versions. That's the depth I heard.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't see where Sarah... Oh, there's Brian. Open up for Brian. Oh, there's Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Good,
and
good sir.
What's that?
Doing good.
Are you scheduled for a dialogue with me?
Well, I would say yes.
Mark Duckett.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Right. When are you scheduled?
In an hour.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow.
Oh. An hour tomorrow. What's that mean? You mean...
Can I get my shit together? Or am I not allowed to do that?
Is this Mark who does the counting?
Yeah, of course.
Right, you're Mark D.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Sean says, perhaps... Oh, we did that. The fully integrated ion, as Bob, you mentioned earlier, you had cast off the various Bob versions. That's the depth I heard in ion today. Did you know ion was here, Mark?
I heard that. I was on vacation. I came back.
Somebody called Prefer Create in Oregon says, I would like advice with my pregnant girlfriend being possessed, likely by a remnant of her father who committed suicide. Relax and allow. Let it happen. Prefer Create again, but also Ron. Yes, she was annoying. Annoying. She was annoying. Now let's swim in the water. Ian said that. Then Ron, or Prefer Create, says, my pregnant girlfriend is possessed, we think, by what you're discussing. Leon says, damn, Bob. Mary in Colorado says, do I have to drops twice a day? I've been just doing once a day, a dropper full for 9 months. Haven't seen much results. I want to talk with Rox. What would Ion say? So they've been a dropper once a day, right, Carol? That's a lot.
Yeah, they could phone into the Monday show, and we can address that, see what's going on.
So Siraj in Dallas says, Greg Braden. I think that's when I was trying to remember a name. It's not Greg Braden. Who's the other guy? Brian Epstein.
Bruce Lipton.
Yes, Bruce Lipton. That was the name we were trying to think of.
Bruce Lipton.
Yeah. And who said that? That's Sarah?
Lynn.
Lynn's back. Lynn's back.
No, I haven't left. I've been on the phone since noon.
Did you like my talk with the comedian?
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. That was
great.
It was absolutely wonderful. Oh, it's really, really good, Bob. I'm just, like Katie said, I'm in more and more gratitude and appreciation for everything and for what you've done with you and Carolyn with this work. I'm just waiting for the tables to turn with the Oprah Winfrey gang to be us.
Yeah.
It already is.
Imagine me explaining this stuff to Oprah in 2 minutes.
Oh, you will be. No, I already. It's already done.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely wrote down. I was doing a Gosky stretch, and I heard you say, "What is it? I'm not competing. I'm winning."
That was. You have to give Love Job. That's his best line. He came up with that.
That was awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah.
On my call tomorrow, I really want to share some news with you, but I'm going to wait for my call tomorrow night because this involves Russia and all this other stuff, so I'm really looking forward
to
our
good.
Call.
Yeah. I had something to say. Did you like the Katie dialogue?
Yes. Well, yes. In fact, I was actually, right after I went and did my TRX, and I had you on speakerphone, and the gym was pretty quiet, but there was another lady, probably in her late 60s, and she listens to Coast to Coast and knew Carolyn, and she said, who is that guy talking? And I told her, well, then we got in to talk about you, and she got really interested, and then we started talking RNA drops. So, and then I was in the grocery store, and I just had one of my little earbuds in one ear, and I had the other one out, and I never take my cell phone in the grocery store, but I took it because I want to keep listening to you. So I was having a conversation about you with the checkout girl, and she was listening to you, too, and she was like, I got to tune into this stuff.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah, it's cool, yeah. Yeah,
you're one of the best of spreaders of Iondom.
Oh, you just wait. You just wait. It's going to get more and more. I just talked to my friend down. He's in Florida doing a trade show with. He said this guy in Russia has like 100 casinos, and he's got money up the yin, and he's ready to go, and he's a little interested. He says, I'm down in my. He bought a Reebok, and he says, it's the only thing that's keeping me going. I said, don't forget, you're all energy. Nothing but energy.
Right, but you know, so I go beyond that. I say not. We're not energy. You know, you've heard me go into that. But, you know, you have to you keep it simple. But, you know, postgraduate, we discuss the non-energy aspect.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So, no, you just wait. In fact, before I got on the call and after my run in the sports, I missed Ion. But, you know, I was talking to Ion verbally out loud as I ended my run. I was in my bear crawls, and I said one profound statement, which I can say tomorrow, but I know when Jenny says, when you know everything, just it's you say something, but you already know it's already manifested. So
Right.
Yeah, and everyone has this. People, tap into it. This is so cool.
So Robert in Tottenham says, I have something to say about storytelling. New Age talk and the mindset in a group and one-to-one from experience based on Joseph Campbell group sessions spoke as Harry Potter's and Yoda's and other films of interest. Age regression and how with all these experiences by disconnecting from all for this. The hero's journey is good in groups. One-to-one people are putting themselves in a position of power. So I'm not sure where he's getting at with that, but that's done.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Okay. Vinny Eastwood, a.k.a. Mr. News, is not answering their landline, not answering his phone. So he said he was out in the country visiting some friends and had no clue this was happening. So
it's okay.
Yeah, you're on your own till the Jenny segment starts.
And when's that? Is that? No, we have Mark Duckett. When's Mark? Tomorrow?
It could be any time.
Okay, we'll see. I'm going to play some new, evergreens. But I just want to finish the messages. Robert in Tottenham continues. Love job. I listened to your comedy episodes of SoundCloud or on SoundCloud via Ginny mentioning on her show. Listen to most of the episodes. You do a lot of what's called here on the comedy circuit as corpsing. The first thing taught to me in comedy workshops in London is no poetry. The second is when corpsing, lose eye contact, speak in third person and start off in group of comedians weeks before in circle smoking dress. Don't know if he means smoking, so I don't know what that is. Legend says, did Ion concur with the Evergreens recently played recordings?
Bob Corbin's on the line. Just so you know.
Okay. Thank you. How'd you know that, Greg?
Okay.
How'd you know that? You looking at the meter? Greg, Trevor, Manchester. Oh, he responds, racist? No, blood. Just putting an alternative view to the pale face. That's right, Greg. He went on and on about the pale face 8 months ago. Why don't you call in, Trevor, and make up to me? Why don't you adjust to my dominance in these matters, my perception? Come on, Trevor. Drop the chemical body. Emphasize the non-blood. Okay, so that there's many... many, many statements over in the hit-and-run world, but I'm not going to go into that right now. I need a vocal break. I'll end up having a sore throat. So at least got to get the drops in me. So let us go to the next amazing communique. Anybody's free to talk while I set up. You can speak. There's no... Oh, there's Corbin. Go ahead and talk, Corbin.
Bobby, how you doing, sir?
Very good.
So you've got a little bit of a throat contingency. You need a break for a minute.
Yeah, I just want to take some more drops to lubricate my voice, but it's okay.
Right,
go ahead and talk, Corbin.
I just got on the line. Give me a which direction we're going in, or I don't want to...
Hey, what's up, Corbin?
Hey, is this Bill or who is it?
Matthew. I don't think I've ever spoke to you before.
Matthew Hurtado. Gotcha.
No. Matthew.
Which one? I'm sorry, Matthew. I don't mean to. I'm sorry.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, well, great to make your acquaintance, sir. Fabulous. So should we give Bobby a break? Maybe you can tell me what's been going on. Now, Bob, let me get this straight. You're continuing tonight? This is your first show of the week, or were you going all week?
Oh, yeah, Corbin is, he thinks it's Saturday. That's right.
No.
We've already gone
Saturday.
Yes, and you called in expecting a Saturday show. Well, we already have gone 24 hours, and we're going for another 4 or 5 days.
Well, you should just at least drop me a call me and just say, hey, dumbass, get your ass on the phone. I have some good news. Okay. Several things going on. Dweezil, they will be doing the 40th anniversary of Live at the Roxy and elsewhere. They'll be playing Zappa Plays Zappa December 8th and 9th here in Los Angeles, the Roxy and elsewhere. And I have a gig actually at the Roxy on Thanksgiving, of all things. Gracious. You know, and no, I'm saying the way it works, we have to pay them $200 to play for 20 minutes. Isn't that fair?
What?
Well, yeah, yeah, hey, what? No. So anyway, all kinds of interesting stuff. Bob, you said you were going to get us up on speed. Take care of your voice. Get a little honey and lemon drops and some tea. Might do you, you know, RNA drops aside will help, and that'll probably get your voice back together. Now, Matthew, enlighten me on what...
There's nothing wrong with my voice, Corbin. It's just starting to get dry.
Yeah, Bob's setting a world record for longest radio show ever.
Yeah. It will be
what
the longest.
Else is now? He is the alpha male. He will go for all records. I'm trying to get him in the Olympics. What should we do? Tiddlywinks contest? this man, cricket, we'll get you in a cricket game. Those go on for 30, 40 hours at a time, so I figure if we can get your non-chip body to compete in cricket over in London, we might have you on for 7-10 days. We'll be like, this Canadian is amazing. He's been here, excuse myself, he's been here for 20 days of the cricket. A cricket match is only about 3-4 days straight, and he's going 20 hours on cricket, and he's not even English. And I do want to shout out to Allison. You wouldn't come back to me last week. I had a couple good notes. I'll see if I can find them.
I'm here.
Hey, Corbin, how did you spend November 22nd? Did you have any celebratory activities?
No. I had to go to my menial job that keeps the bills paid, and we do estate sales and people that have died, and we have to go to their houses and clean out and see what's worth a while, and then we pick them up and move them, and it was kind of a bit sad, but that's only about one-third of my day at best. The rest of my day deals with writing the manuscript that I'm working on, and then the guitar, the music that I'm working on is several hours out of my day. And then by the end of the evening, I just eat, should I switch to vegetarian, Connie? What do you think? Carolyn, what?
No, the activities you follow sounds like you need all the protein you can get, and you know, as soon as you get your RNA drops going, you'll want enough protein. That seems to be one of the problems with a lot of people doing vegetarianism. They're just not getting enough protein.
Well, I had a girlfriend of mine, and I went vegetarian, not full on 100%, but most vegans, the quasi-vegans, like it was mostly rice, beans, pasta, and a little bit of fish occasionally, you know, maybe some shrimp, but no red meat, no pork, no chicken, one bite or two of chicken here and there. I mean, how do you do it, you know, like what's your, you know?
Well, Bob and I are O blood groups, and early on I realized that as an O blood group, there's a blood group diet that I learned about. O's need more animal protein. A's make better vegetarians. But, you know, I would try different diets. And once when I tried a macrobiotic diet, I got pneumonia pretty much. I was
Oh, yeah, wasn't that fashionable for a while? And microbiota gave you pneumonia. Oh!
Right. And, you know, within a half a day of eating chicken after, you know, maybe it was 3 weeks or 4 weeks of macrobiotics after half a day of after eating chicken, because I was, you know, I really had fluid building on my lungs. I could hear it with my stethoscope.
Wow.
It was all gone, and I realized I didn't have enough protein in me to keep the fluid balance properly in my body. So I was building up fluid in my lungs. So it was quite interesting. And, you know, the strict macrobiotics were telling me, oh, you're just going through a healing crisis, you know. You'll get over it. So you got to watch it, you know. You got to watch it. But
go ahead.
I was just going to say, Bob and my nurse at the time just, you know, told me you better eat some protein. And,
better eat some protein.
Yeah, so what happens in, you know, the way people in the vegetarian world now are trying to get all the attention on vegetarianism, saying that it's what will heal you. Really, I mean, what heals a person is just a change. You know, sometimes what you're doing is not working for you, so do something different. And if you, you know, believe that certain foods are bad for you, you know, they tend to be bad for you. But like Ion says, you take his philosophy, and he says, well, if you're happy eating what you're eating, then it'll be fine. It's almost like your body will transmute for you according to how you overlay with your joy. And I think we talked about that in terms of how chromosome 14 works, even how chromosome 14.
And we're still trying to get that under wraps, but it's somewhere in the RNA drops, chromosome 13 slash between 14 and am I mistaken?
Well, what Ion has told us, you know, we can't really verify it scientifically, but Ion says a chromosome 14 is like the pivotal chromosome that works with non-physical, and if you allow your non-physical and know that it's the majority of you, if you don't, you know, block your non-physical, then your chromosome 14 will overlay beneficial things for you. If you don't, then you'll get into addictions and problems. I mean, Ion likes to talk about pedophilia as one of the things that you could actually manifest as an addiction if your chromosome 14 wasn't working for you properly.
Oh, come on, man. Pedophilia.
I know. It was, you know, like every time they said that, I was, oh, my gosh.
I hate that. Anyway, let me you in on it. I had a very, like, you know, when you're on the astral plane and you have those visions, and it can be either through meditative states, yoga, it could be conscious or unconscious. Usually it happens to me in between REM sleep and up and down, and it'll be that little flat minute where I get visions from astral projections that are very vivid, because, I mean, when I wake up crying or actually physically moving, and they have a message for me. And I had encountered this group this morning, and I don't know why, and it was pretty much a subsect of maybe the Congo or whatever, and they were telling me how to prepare the foods, and at the same time they were telling me that in order to work the magic, you had to, like, be, it was a communicative And that's, you know, the verbal thing breaks down, but they gave me all, everything that works for you. Essentially, they had everything, you know, laid up there. It was, it wasn't like a Chinese barbecue, but it was more vegetables and, you know, this, that, and, it was very surreal, and, I woke up and I was like, oh, gracious, Corbin, you might have to become a health fanatic again. But no, I went through my vegetarian phase for 5 years, and I do miss eating my salads, because a real green salad, and we're talking romaine lettuce, spinach, arugula, red onions, the little beans, chickpeas, you know, pinto beans. And it really does give you this energy boost. I mean, it's the antioxidants, I would mm-hmm. imagine. Is there mm-hmm. magnesium in that, or is,
oh yeah, what? Yeah, in anything green there'll be some magnesium for sure.
But does that give you your fiber content also?
Yeah, of course.
To some bread.
Yeah. The vegetables, they have a lot of fiber. So yeah, and I mean, a lot of people think of vegetables as kind of a cleansing diet. So you know, maybe that's that would be a good thing for you for a while. It's just
go.
I was just, it's just that. If people get fanatic about any one diet, and, you know, like with me getting pneumonia on macrobiotics, you know, I have to say, okay, that's a bit too much. But some people will push a diet for philosophical reasons rather than listening to their body. So it's not
right,
just saying
right.
to listen to your body. You had a
exactly.
message that gave you, you know, gave you your diet in front of you. So, yeah, play with that for a while.
But what I'm saying, they were talking about, like, eating some sorts of reptiles mixed with vegetable. It was a way-congo diet. And I was, like, really freaked out, and, like, it was a tribe of very initiated people that are, you know, I mean, from time to time I get to visit these people all around the world, and the language doesn't translate. Now, here's one. Did I let you in on, remember when Charles Keating was, he's 89 now, and he's losing a little bit of his faculties, but he's still a fabulous guy, and he considers himself a holistic expert.
Oh, Charles, our friend Charles.
Yeah.
Right. Well, remember the kombucha mushrooms?
Yeah.
The kombucha mushrooms. All right, he had them growing all over the damn. It's a fungus under the counter, and I'm like, Charles, you know, I mean, I like my, you know, psilocybin. You know, I mean, it's not like you're going to get addicted to them, but once every 5-10 years, I haven't done them in 20 years plus, whatever. Once the finger is pointed to the moon, no longer need for the finger. But anyway, Charles told me he lost all his teeth over the goddamn kombucha mushrooms. He lost all his teeth. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
What? How does that compute?
I'm saying the kombucha mushrooms at the time, they were going back to about 95, 96. That was the cure-all, okay?
Yeah, right.
And you would get one of the little buds from one of these holistic experts, idiots in L.A. Oh, this will cure everything, you know? It's like, oh, L.A. is so flaky, man. So I see Charles now, 20 years later, and Bob and I had a fatic communic. remember, Bob, when we thought we saw Charles on the boardwalk, and we pointed at him, it wasn't the same guy. And this guy became so insecure, he's like, why are these two guys pointing at me? So we did a fatic communion test up and down the boardwalk. Bobby, do you remember that, or are you there? Anyway, Carolyn, I'm saying that he lost all of his teeth, okay? Now,
but
what,
how, I don't know how he can say it was a kombucha.
After witnessing the guy growing these things, it was kind of gross, you know, in a dark, humid climate under a sink and, you know, hundreds of them. They have no psychedelic value.
I'm sorry, guys. I was totally off. I'm trying to cook Bob's next meal while I'm talking to you.
Okay, what are you cooking? Curry or what?
Lamb chops and broccoli. But I'm just saying about the kombucha, I don't know how he can identify that that's what caused his teeth loss, but I'm not really a proponent of the mushroom because it can get contaminated very easily. You grow
right,
it with
it's a fungus.
Right, and you grow it with sugar and black tea, and you just leave it lying around.
Well, there you go. Any English person, we're going to have tea. We're going to have tea 4 or 5 in the morning. I love my black tea and some sugar and cream and 12 noon. My tea is sugar cream at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock tea time. Yeah, so when you're doing tea time, 4 or 5 times a day, yeah, that might do something to your teeth, man. Now, what do you think about the soy milk and the almond milk? Which would you prefer? I love
almond
milk.
Almond milk, because the soy... And this is like pre-ion talk because, you know, if you listen to ion, we should be able to take anything, whatever we want. But soy is pre-processed and it has a lot of factors in them, in it that are estrogenic, actually. So it's really not that cool to drink a lot of it.
So the almond milk... besides the taste, it's just much more of a nutritional, balanced diet, I would imagine.
The almond milk, right. And the soy, to make it palatable, it usually has a lot of sugar in it itself. But it's very hard to digest. People who are on soy, they don't even kind of realize what it's doing to their digestion. If you ask them to go on a few days, 3 or 4 days without any soy.
Now, it's funny you bring that up because I've talked to 3 or 4 friends of mine, men and women, and they said, the soy milk, it makes me constipated. And I'm like, I mean, that's for real or what?
Oh, yeah, it's hard to digest. It's like you're eating something your body can't break down, so it goes through the intestines, kind of unbroken down and just hangs out there too long and causes the constipation.
All right, honey, how about this? You get busy on the lamb and the rice, you said. I'm coming over for dinner. I got to catch my private Learjet. I might be a little bit late.
Okay.
Hey, Corbin.
Corbin.
Corbin, did you know that Ion showed up today?
Really? Where?
Here. He came in at 2:15 Carolyn, Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah.
2:16. He barged in. I think he was a bit jealous of me playing so much Evergreens, and he entertained the gaggle of women here for half an hour. Everybody got their questions in. Everybody was shocked. They couldn't believe it. It was stunning.
Why didn't you call me? I would have taken the Learjet over there, bitch. God damn it.
I'm a bitch. I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't mean it personal.
Yeah, you're talking the language. You're not trying to be. You're talking the language.
Yes.
Anyways, Ion showed up, and we had a great thing, and he showed up any time, so everybody's hanging on, or they were going to hang on, but they all gone home now, but they all thought they would hang on. So Corbin, I just wanted to let you know what happened, and I'm going to play an excerpt now before Ginny comes on. So you're leaving.
How long? No, I'm going to be around for at least a good hour or so. So before you get with Jenny,
this will be 18 minutes, this section. So I'm getting
okay,
ready
fabulous.
Right okay.
Fabulous. Come back to me.
Yeah. So we just check the messages. Anybody We asked Trevor to come in. He won't come in. That's that. He hasn't come in yet. Dick Van Dyke's is back. Ooh, I'm in the southwest storm. I'm in the clouds, says Martha. Is that Martha from way back? Martha went to Florida to be with her mother 3 years ago. Thanks, Allison. I was wondering else Bill claimed half of Bob's title if he lasts. I was wondering if else will Bill claim... Check your spelling, for freak's sake, Cider Somerset. You know, we don't know what you're saying. Okay, here we go. Looks like we're going to have a break after 10 minutes. So this is it. Sound is up. That's up there. Here we go. This is September 28th, 1990.
For example, was there a double for Lee Harvey Oswald?
No.
So I used the Torbit double.
Sorry, wrong one. What the heck? Where is this? I already did that one. 97. September 8th, 1997. How did I miss that? Excuse me, everybody. September 8th, 1997 is what we're going to hear. Number one. Yes. September 8th, 97. Oh, man. You say something, Carolyn?
Passing.
2:30. Move this back slightly. Still putting it in position. Another 10 seconds, and we'll be ready to go for September. What the heck? Something weird going on, Kelly.
23rd?
What? Something keeps bouncing back.
Have you got a number of things on at the same time?
No. It's just go like this. You know, maybe we should play some music. No. We'll do it. Where is this? September 28th, 97. This one right here.
Yeah, that's when it's selected.
There it is, so that should go forward. September 8th, 1997.
The sound
is down. Damn. I went past. Okay, here we go, guys. Sorry for the delay. This is more on the evolution and the booties. The Evergreens did a evolutionary statement in their booklet of 1977, which is going to be corrected 20 years later in 1997. Here we go. Hope this makes sense.
Greetings, Evergreen.
Greetings.
I was... looking through my booklets put out by Michael and Philippa years ago, the Evergreens booklets, and I found one on the speakers that I forgot about. So I was reading it, and it brought up some questions about our evolution that were more striking because I knew more than when I maybe read that 17 years ago or something. I know about the genetic alteration. I understand more about the not-yet-man phase, the man phase, and then the develop beyond man phase because of what we filled in over the last 10 years. So in it, I remember a few years ago the Evergreens telling me that spirit came down, evolved through matter, and then evolved out and went off, I don't know where, into higher dimensions or into other parts of the universe. And it was too easy to summarize it. So they decided to come, Spirit decided to look at this dimension and make it less controllable, or in a way less, more cut off from Spirit. I don't know if that's the right terminology. So that it was not predictable what would happen in this dimension. And then Spirit started to, you know, inhabit, I don't know if it went back to inhabiting the rocks in the early stages of nature, but basically the evolution of man began after the Boodians altered the Neanderthal man in 27,000 BC, and now we've had this physical evolution. But looking at the speaker's book, it struck me that the first phase of evolution, the most easy phase, by still sort of being able to manipulate matter and not be so disconnected from Spirit, and therefore the more element of control, that the entities that evolved over that first easy phase became the Boodians, went out in space, became linked up with the Boodians, and forgot where they came from. And when they came back here to this dimension and started to see the little animal that would eventually evolve into the Neanderthal man, and then they would alter in 27,000 BC, that little animal being something that was flexible, they then realized where they came from and that they needed to evolve the physical thing that we are for their own development. And the speaker's booklet gives some of the things. They interacted 24,000 BC, 18,000. They mated with the last of some bloodlines, which is an interesting question. Whose bloodlines? Maybe it was the Atlanteans. In 6,000 BC, to create, I understand from the speaker's thing, the humans gave birth to this mating between the Boodians and the humans, and what they gave birth to, the Boodians needed for their own structural change. Like they created a Boodian that worked with them, that came out of human, and that changed the structure of Boodians that they wanted. So they needed to interact with us. And that was the last time, 6,000 BC, I think. Now, that's a bunch of whole new stuff. When you say, Ellie, you hadn't heard about that way to look at it. So I'm getting these ideas from reading the speakers. And now, will the Evergreens clarify these issues? Am I on the right track, or is...
Speakers does not go into such depth as you and ourselves have gone into this, but essentially you're correct.
So there is a connection from the easy phase, the first step of Spirit coming into this physical dimension, going out, and then getting lost out in space and coming back and reconnecting with Spirit, watching Spirit come into this world, our Earth planet thing, less controlled and harder conditions.
Different conditions, not harder, just different.
So where...
You see, life exists in many locations. That is the result of conditions that would support life, but there is a result also of Spirit. Now, you term it the easy phase. It was when participated within, considered a marvelous learning. But across an eon of time, to see a rock become sand or a valley to fill or whatever, this became time consuming, even though time was not of a consideration. But what had been that? You see, it was so mundane that, so essentially lacking of something, that life in another form, just the existence of you could term it life where there is energy, or life where there is solid, it would be very different if there were a reorganization of the concept of life. There could living things be created. If you're going to create something that's going to live, then you have the ability to do so. You create the conditions in which it happens.
Okay, we need to take a break as we go to the top of the hour. I have Carol in a new post. Can you hear me, Carol?
Yep.
Rusty in Atlanta says, just heard about you all 3 days ago and have been listening to you and Ion as much as possible. We love it. Ordered RNA drops 2 days ago and have a question. If a person has metal plates, implants, etc. in the body, will RNA drops make them better, or will it hamper them by trying to extricate them from the body? Thanks. Would love to be a testimonial on the show sometime. Rusty. Got something to say there? Carolyn?
No, I'm waiting, but see if Jenny's on that. Ask her how she's doing with her metal.
It eats the metal away over time.
That's Matthew saying that.